Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Mel Larson.
And welcome to our 2024 Royal Rumble predictions. That's right, Larson. It's many people's favorite event in wrestling of the year. This guy as well.
This guy over here as well. Love the Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, love the Rumble. And of course, here at the Friendo Club going in Raw, we've got our Big Blue Predictions Challenge. And for many out there who are participating by getting the Friendo Club set up, patreon.com/Steven Larson, clicking join over the podcast channel, they might need a guide of sorts, Larson.
Perhaps.
And that's what this video is here to function as. Or if you guys aren't participating, you're just like, hey, what do these guys think about the Royal Rumble? Then that's what we're here for as well. And this year, the Royal Rumble, the Big Blue Predictions Challenge, not only do you get your digital picture taken with Big Blue, you get this hat autographed by Steven Larson. Yes, Larson, you have your hand up.
What if I win Rumble Predictions? Do I get a hat autographed by us too?
Yeah, it's part of the, it's the prize, man. Yeah. It's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can wear it around and
no, it's autographed by us. I'm not going to wear it.
You can protect your dome.
That's a valuable memento of my win. I ain't going to wear that and risk having it to be damaged by the elements.
Well, the great thing is you get to make that decision, Larson. Anyways, let's go ahead and dive into it. You want to talk to the people about confidence points, because that's what we use here at Friendo Club at Going In Raw to determine predictions winners.
You got that right, buddy. So right now we're shooting this, what's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday
afternoon. Thus far, there's only 4 matches announced for the Rumble. But we do a lot of prop bets here, too. So, way confidence points work, the match you're most confident, you give the most confidence points allotted to you, in this case, 4.
Yeah.
Match you're least confident, you give 1.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. So each match has a unique confidence point value. Can't duplicate your confidence points. Try that before. I'm accused of cheating.
Yep.
Get that pick right. You get those points. Whoever has most points at the end of the Rumble, they are the new Big Blue champion.
Big winner. Big winner.
So yeah. Let's start off. Let's save the intrigue till the end.
Okay.
Let's start off here with Logan Paul defending the United States Championship against Kevin Owens. Steve, who do you got?
I get the feeling that this Friday on SmackDown, we're going to have the reverse go-home math from what we're, I'm sorry, the go-home math, which is going to be the reverse of what we just saw on this past Friday.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens going to get some sort of upper hand on Logan Paul, which means, of course, Logan Paul is going to retain. I don't think he's going to lose until maybe WrestleMania. If they like the way this is going, though, and the exposure that Logan Paul brings to U.S. title, maybe he won't even drop it at Mania. I don't know. But in any event, I have got Logan Paul with, there's only four matches right now.
Yeah.
Advertised, so I'm gonna give Logan Paul three confidence points.
Copy and paste. I got the same thing. Logan Paul with three. Soonest he dropped this title is at WrestleMania, but it's hardly a certainty that he's gonna drop it at all. I got three. Logan Paul. Next match. Let's go to the Undisputed Universal Championship bout. You got Roman Reigns defending against Randall Keith Orton, AJ Styles, LA Knight. Yeah. Roman ain't losing. He ain't losing at any pay-per-view other than WrestleMania, whether it's this year, whether it's next year. Who knows? We don't have the answer to that. We'll get into some scenarios here in a little bit regarding possible Rumble winners, but Roman wins all confidence points. Four.
Mm-hmm. Four. If there was five matches, it was five confidence points.
There was 10 matches.
18 matches, 18 confidence points.
Yeah, exactly. 10 matches, 10 confidence points. You got that right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All confidence points on Roman.
I mean, dude, look, I can't, just for the sake of conversation, like, it's a fatal, for, like, no, like, there's so many different reasons as to why Roman Reigns is going to win this match. Like, they're not, you can't wonk it. There's no DQs, no countouts.
The only question is who's eating the pin.
Oh, great question. LA Knight.
AJ Styles.
Okay.
AJ All Styles. Right. All right, let's start talking Rumbles. First, Women's Rumble.
Okay, yeah.
Who do you got, Steve, and why? Explain.
Are we also going to do sort of the other, like the props
we
as well?
We will do the prop bets talk as well those. After we do our picks for each match, yes.
Gotcha, okay. I've got Becky Lynch.
All right, how many confidence points?
More than the men, so two.
All right.
Yeah, my men's is one. We have talked often and openly about Bayley being a potential winner, and she has obviously been, you know, pretty vocal calling out Rhea Ripley to go after that. That's Damage Central's plan.
Yeah.
To go after Rhea Ripley using Bayley as the winner of the Rumble. However, and so it, which makes sense. So, you know, the idea would have been she wins the Rumble, gets kicked out of Damage Control. She turns her focus to Io Sky, or they jump her out of Damage Control before the Rumble. She wins the Rumble. The problem is, I kind of feel like in some way, shape, or form, you need like a feel good win for the Women's Rumble. And Bayley ain't that right now. She's still a bad guy. People don't like her still. She needs to go through kind of a thing to get to that EO match at WrestleMania, if that's going to be the case. Or they could be telling a much longer story, which would preclude her from going after EO at WrestleMania. At this point, I'm not 1,000% sure, but I do know that her winning the Rumble, I don't see it. I see something more along the lines of heartbreak during the Rumble. She gets jumped out of Damage Central. Well, not jumped out, but they screw her over, whether in an obvious fashion or a less obvious fashion, where they're like, sorry, not sorry, whatever. Like, we're not really that apologetic. Which leaves Becky Lynch, because she is going to be taking on Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. So Becky's going to win. And there you go.
Yeah. Same scenario I got. Becky wins. This is a scenario that came to mind as far as how Bayley could not win. Is maybe Bayley, you know, she's been feuding off and on with Bianca for seemingly like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Bayley's getting in a position where she can eliminate Bianca. Damage Control goes to help her, but in the process of helping her, eliminates both Bayley and Bianca. And therefore, that could be the start of whatever breakup within Damage Control for reals.
That's a good point, because I could say, well, we want to avoid a Bianca situation, so, you know, we had to throw you out as well.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. So yeah, there you go.
All right, let's talk the Men's Rumble. So there's a lot of pieces here. There's probably at least four people that are I could see as legitimately winning, and it wouldn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They are Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Brooks, CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther, Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anybody? Those are the four most prominent names, I feel like.
Those are definitely the most prominent names. I would throw, at this point, Drew out because of the contract situation. I think that's probably legitimate.
Consider, but in terms of storyline, in terms of stories they're
telling. Okay, sure. Yeah. Sorry.
You keep Drew in the conversation, you know?
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come on now. But yes, of those four, I would say, in terms of the power rankings, most likely to win, I'd have Drew fourth.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Because if he's got a path that he sort of a title match at WrestleMania, I feel like his storyline-wise, the path is going to be through that Money in the Bank briefcase and getting it off Damian Priest as opposed to winning the Rumble. That being said, I had convinced myself up until Monday that CM Punk was going to win the Rumble. He would choose Seth Rollins, and that would be the Night 1 main event.
Mm-hmm.
However, after this Monday's Raw, I had to give myself some pause in terms of in any way officially picking that scenario, because they gave us other scenarios that are possible and in some respects perhaps a bit more intriguing, at least to yours truly. We saw Gunther confront Seth Rollins, says, "I'm winning Rumble, going after the World Heavyweight Championship." And then you had the showdown between CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. Now, if they want to leave the door open for The Rock potentially face Roman, you got to have a Raw competitor to win the match.
Mm.
And that Raw competitor cannot be Cody Rhodes.
Right.
Because if Cody wins, he's going after Roman. Case closed.
He's going after Roman. Yeah, that's it.
So that leaves Gunther. And that leaves CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
If Cody is not going to wrestle Roman at WrestleMania, he needs some other high-profile match on the card.
Mm-hmm.
Who better than CM Punk, as we saw from the promo off on Raw? That leaves one name.
Mm-hmm. Gunther.
Gunther!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I got Gunther two confidence points. He's facing Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
You got Gunther with two confidence points.
Yes.
Okay, and you got Becky with one confidence
point? Yeah, this is an unofficial pick. So, yeah, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Okay. I have Gunther while Cody is still going to go after Roman. And I think they can do – I think Cody can get to Roman. Exactly. I mean, they could exactly. do – I don't think they're going to do – I don't think – number one, I have – I do not think they're going to do Rock Roman this year at all. I've erased that from my head. Number two, I don't think that Cody's going to win the Rumble. I think that his story needs to come down to a bit further along the line. He needs to sweat it out a little bit.
Yes. Can't be easy for him.
As much as I would love, and I think that dramatically it would be the best option to do what we talked about, the two-night deal where Cody and Punk do night one, Cody wins, he gets night two against Roman. I don't think they're going to do that either, just because you and I fantasy booked that today, or you fantasy booked that today, and it's one of those things where it's like, it's too specific and too good to be
true.
But
here's the thing, if neither of them, if they don't do the two-man elimination or two-man, two-person, two people winning the Rumble, they could find another way to make the book that match down the line, you know?
Oh, they could. And I, again, I hope they do. But here's the thing. I wonder, because what we've noticed with Triple H is that he is, as The Rock said, he is today a long gamer, right? That's Triple H. He will wait. He will wait to do what he's going to do. And I feel like, with CM Punk back in 2013, 2014, he was, you know, he had been there for a while. He had been the guy in terms of having that 400 plus day reign. Mm-hmm. And he wanted that WrestleMania main event spot. I kind of feel like Triple H has probably been able to convince CM Punk. I mean, given that WWE has all the leverage with CM Punk. But hey, dude, listen, you're going to have an attraction schedule. And you're going to be treated as an attraction, which probably means you're going to get the main event of WrestleMania. That'll be your story coming in. But like all good stories, we're not going to rush to it. There's no reason to rush to it, which I don't know what that exactly means for CM Punk at WrestleMania this year. But it could be somebody else gets Rollins and CM Punk gets Gunther. It could be CM Punk gets, I don't know, Kazuchika Okada. It could be CM Punk. It's even a Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't know. I know that CM Punk makes everything he touches a big deal. And it could still be Seth Rollins and Cody wins the Rumble. But my heart tells me this. Gunther wins the Rumble. I've got one confidence point on that, and I'll probably stay with one confidence point on that. For a couple different reasons. So basically what I'm saying is, I don't know how the rest of it shakes out, but here's the case for Gunther without doing the elimination stuff. Yeah, you can do Punk versus Drew, whatever. You get to Gunther because last year he was the Iron Man. Mm-hmm. He was in there the entire time. He came so close, this close to getting there. The confrontation with Seth tells me that that's a possible setup.
Yeah.
He's been high in the betting odds this whole time. That's one good reason. Record-breaking Intercontinental Champion. Triple H obviously loves Gunther. And Seth's story of the back, and now, unfortunately for realsies, the knee, and all the adversity he's gone through in beating all these people prior to Gunther, they all have elements of Gunther in them. Mm-hmm. Gunther's like the Rawgate mutant of all of his previous opponents, and this is the guy that can pick apart Seth bit by bit by bit. For Seth Rollins to finally, or to overcome and be the guy that beats Gunther, I doubt they're going to do title for title.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that, but precedence is there for them to do that. But yeah, you do Gunther versus Seth. Or, I mean, dude, look, if you want to get big time with it, Gunther beat Seth at WrestleMania. And he's champ come Berlin.
Yep.
Which is in August, but he's not going to have a 2-month reign if he beats Seth at WrestleMania.
No.
And on top of that, Seth versus Gunther, while being a night two quality match.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to main event even night one.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Rhea versus Becky, because Rhea is basically the main character of the Monday night brand, of the Netflix brand.
Yep.
So Rhea Becky could main event night one. Gunther versus Seth can, like, I don't know, open night one or be in the middle of night one or something like that. And there you go. And then you have, you know, Rhea Ripley, the most popular person basically in WWE, closing out night one, especially after the performance she gave us with Charlotte last year. She deserves, that title deserves to be the main event of night one.
I know.
So that's my reasoning for Gunther and everything else. There's so much other talent. I mean, God, you know, CM Punk versus Sami Zayn even.
I know. There's,
you know,
it's an embarrassment of riches, especially on Raw. It just seems certain that the Rumble winner for the Men's Rumble is going to come from the Raw brand. You look at the announced competitors. Yeah. So far, the announced competitors, only one is from SmackDown. That's Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
All the stories about the Men's Rumble are happening on Raw right now.
Nobody cares about the SmackDown. Nobody in SmackDown cares about the
Seemingly.
Rumble.
Seemingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just leaves me, I don't know, just leaves me to believe for a variety of reasons. I've just landed on Gunther at this point. You name some reasons. I name some other reasons. Like the total picture, if they want to leave their options open for whatever reason, as far as who's going to face Roman at Mania, you have Gunther win the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And on top of that, dude, they did Gunther versus Seth Rollins on the house show or the circuit.
You know, there was reports not that long ago that as of 3 months ago, they had decided on the Rumble winner. And we just assumed at the time, that means Cody's going to win. But if the idea is they want Cody to face more adversity en route to facing Roman, if that's the plan, then who else on Raw would they have decided 3 months ago to win the Rumble? Gunther.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also read, and I don't know how much veracity there is to this. Somebody mentioned in chat, so I looked it up, and it was from a German language publication, but there was something about Gunther not being able to travel because of visa issues to Perth for Elimination Chamber, which means if he's going to get a shot or whatever, you know, that dude, like Gunther seems like the guy, like look what happened last year at the Rumble. You know, he's put on this amazing run as Intercontinental Champion. You know, what did Vince say when it was Warrior versus Hogan?
Oh, wow. The immovable force against the unstoppable force against the immovable object. Was that it?
Something like that. I thought there was more celestial.
Maybe. There was a lot of constellations involved in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when universal powers collide or
something like that.
I
remember it was. Yeah. Anyways.
That's what it's going to be.
Let's talk prop bets. Who is your Royal Rumble Iron Man? Who's going to be in that ring the longest for the Men's Rumble, Steve?
I'm going to go with Gunther again.
All right.
I'm going to say that, and it's going to be like one of those things where, oh my God, this guy's a world beater. He's going to be in there forever.
I'm going to say Cody. Cody goes in early. He's going to be on the precipice of getting that win, only to be eliminated.
Ouch.
It's going to be heartbreaking for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's actually a really good point. Yeah,
Cody's going to go in early. Iron Woman. Who do you got?
Who do I have? Did I even write down an Iron Woman? Let me see here. Bailey. Same reason. Heartbreaking. She's going to put in all the work, and then Damage Control is going to fuck her over.
That's a good name there. I'm going to say Shotzi. She just said, I saw that she wants to be number one in the Rumble this year. Have her have a really good run in it, and use that as momentum for the rest of the year.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Men's Rumble, most eliminations. Who you got?
I'll say Gunther. He's gonna be the longest in. He's a big dude. Give it to Gunther.
Final boss vibes from Gunther.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got Drew McIntyre. He ain't gonna win, but if he has a really good showing, he can make the claim to do something, you know.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Women's Rumble, most eliminations.
Nia Jax.
Yeah, Nia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna come in, just throw a bunch of people out and just mill about a little bit.
Your men's final four.
Men's final four is going to be all the dudes. I think it's going to be Punk, Cody, Drew, and Gunther.
I'm close. I got Cody, Punk, Gunther, and then I got main event Jey Uso.
Oh, that's a good name. Okay, yeah, that's a good name to have.
Women's final four.
Women's final four is going to be Becky returning. Well, no. Yeah, I'll say Becky. Who else was going to be there? Bailey. Becky, Bailey, returning Liv Morgan, and I don't know, Nia Jax.
I'm close to that. I got Becky, Nia, Bailey, Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Yeah, she's going to have a good showing too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bianca might be the Iron Woman, but I feel like Bailey. Yeah, Bianca might win the whole damn thing.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. I got a lot of thinking to do between now and Saturday. Certainly more thinking than I did leading up to these predictions. But anyways, that's going to do it for the predictions. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe and the notify bell. And join us on Saturday at the YouTube over at the Going In Raw channel or at the Twitch, twitch.tv/Stephen Larson. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. See you around.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.